The world's first gene-edited baby has created a firestorm among scientists, among ethicists, and among the public. On November 28, 2018, researcher He Jianghui in Guangdong Province announced the birth of twins at a gene-editing conference in Hong Kong. He used a technique called CRISPR-Cas to edit a gene called CCR5 to become non-functional. The gene, when functional, creates a normal site that also happens to be an entryway for HIV, which leads to AIDS. He took care that no HIV virus was present in sperm from the man, who is HIV positive, then injected the sperm and the editing enzymes into eggs from the man's partner. Two of 16 embryos showed the modified gene. His goal was to show the technology is ready to solve genetic problems. Fellow scientists were appalled. There is a litany of objections. There are other ways to stop HIV infection. The CCR5 gene may have useful functions. Why men with HIV when women with HIV are more likely to pass HIV to the child? Neither the parents nor the hospital seem to have been fully informed. Nobel laureate David Baltimore called it irresponsible. The Chinese Academy of Sciences condemned the work. The gene editing community fervently wishes that this first ill-starred attempt to solve human genetic problems will not kill the future productive uses of gene editing. We've all been gene edited by viruses over the eons, but let's do it right. I'm Vince Gucic, here with Science Digest. For more, see science-technology-society.com.